This week on the Silver and Black Show, Jim and I get you ready for the Raiders' home opener against the Jets. In our Hawaiian Airlines overview, we take a look at the impact that Khalil Mack has had on the franchise. And head coach Jack Del Rio sits down with Chris Townsend as they break down week two. All that and more on the Silver and Black Show, starting right now.
The Silver and Black Show.
We knew we was going to be 1-0. We're getting it, baby. Let's get it.
What's good, man? Damn, it feels good to be a Raider. That's what I'm talking about right there. That's how you start it off right.
All right, we bring him up on the practice squad. We travel him. Wait, hey, George, I'm so proud of you.
I've dreamed for years about this moment, and it means so much that I get to share it with you all. To see your smiling faces makes all the hard work, the struggle, the sacrifice, the tears.
Week one is in the books, and the Raiders hit the ground running. Welcome to the Silver and Black Show. I'm your host, Nicole Zalumis, alongside two-time Super Bowl champion Jim Plunkett. Jim, not the best news at the start of the season for the Raiders, learning that Sebastian Janikowski out for several weeks. However, in his place, Giorgio Tavecchio. He gets the game ball for good reason. 4 for 4. What a great story Giorgio is.
Oh, he certainly is. And, you know, we're not used to not seeing Sebastian out there for all these many years. And it was a little bit of a blow. But, you know, Giorgio's been around for a few years, actually. And that's what the Raiders like to do, because something somewhere down the road is going to happen to somebody. And especially kickers. And if they go down, you know, you're really stuck. And they've kind of nurtured him along over these last few years. And, you know, he did a great job. He seemed to be calm and collected. And he went out there and did his job. And you know, you always have to have somebody in the wings ready to go when the time comes.
Well, and moving forward, it gives Raiders fans just a sigh of relief, because to fill the shoes of Seabass, who, seeing Seabass on the sideline supporting him, that was a great sight as well. Like I said, Giorgio is a great story. He went to Camp Olindo High School. Right. He's a local product, even though he was born in Italy. He was raised in Moraga. So it's great to see another hometown hero developing for the Raiders.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of those stories around, and Giorgio certainly fits that bill. But it was great to see him out there play well as he did, kick the ball out of the end zone. A lot of good things happened for Giorgio on Sunday, and, you know, hopefully that's going to continue as the season progresses.
Well, Giorgio wasn't the only new face providing hope for the Raiders this season, and that leads us to our headlines. Our first one, cooked to perfection. Jared Cook targeted 5 times in week one, and he caught all 5 of them. 4 of those went for first downs. Even though the former Green Bay Packer finished with just 56 yards, his value to this offense going forward is undeniable. Jim, you played with some great tight ends in your time. Looking at Jared Cook and what he brings to the Raiders, how nice is it to finally see that tight end position utilized?
Well, I've always talked about it over the years that, you know, they need to get the tight end more involved in the pass offense in particular. And it was great to see. You know, I played with great guys in Raymond Chester and Todd Christensen and Dave Casper. And, you know, I'm not saying he's in that category yet, but he certainly has the potential to be. And it's very difficult to cover a tight end. I think it's a go-to guy for a quarterback. As far as I'm concerned, he gets across the field, the defender gets caught up in all the traffic or just loses sight of him entirely, and he's just a big playmaker, and that's what I think the Raiders need down the stretch. They're going to be double covering sometimes the outside receivers, and it's very important to have that tight end somewhere down the field to go to.
Our second headline leads us to the coaching staff. The Downing era begins. And the first-year play caller did not disappoint. The Raiders' offense looked balanced and sharp, and the preseason worries can be put to rest. Jim, give us a couple ways that this offense actually looked different in game one.
Well, actually, I didn't see too many differences. Spread offense, throwing the ball a lot down the field, empty backfield, the use of the running backs, you know, I thought was very good and timely, the way he used them, starting with Marshawn Lynch, pounding people, putting the quick guys in between, and then Marshawn Lynch at the end of the game finishing it off with his power running. But all in all, I think it's very similar to what we've been doing.
And it's nice to see the relationship that continues to develop between Todd Downing and Derek Carr. And Todd really wants to hand the keys to Carr this season.
Oh, I think he does. I think Todd has given Derek Carr a lot more freedom out there to call his own plays, see what's in front of him, and maybe change a couple of plays here and there during the course of a ball game. And I think that's very helpful to the offense and to Derek Carr.
The Raiders fans are excited to see their team at home. Our third headline, no place like home. The Raiders are gearing up for their home opener against the New York Jets in week two. The Silver and Black are heavy favorites this week and are expected to take care of business in front of Raider Nation. Jim, you never want to look past an opponent. How do the Raiders stay hyped for this game?
Well, I think that, you know, they've got to focus and concentrate on every game each and every week. And it's very difficult to do. 16-game season, sometimes, you know, you go into a game when you're expected to win. And, you know, your focus isn't quite as good sometimes. But, you know, one of the things I think that's really helpful with this team here in Oakland is the coaches keep them focused on the game that's coming up week in, week out. I think they do a very good job in helping the team get ready for whoever the opponent's going to be and not look ahead.
We're just warming up here on the Silver and Black Show. We'll continue to preview week two against the Jets after a quick break.
Welcome up here, Dick Butkus.
Football's done a lot for me, and it's time for payback. And I think they are the same way, or should look at it the same way. You know, there's only a certain few that get to play this great game. And there's a lot of people looking up to you, and I think it's your responsibility to do the right thing and lead by example. And I want to personally give it to Khalil Mack.
Thank you, buddy.
You got it.
The awards are piling up for the reigning Defensive Player of the Year. Khalil Mack continues to ascend as one of the best young players in the league, and he's a foundational piece for the new era of the Silver and Black.
Right in the middle, let's go! Win all three! 1, 2, 3, win!
Khalil Mack.
The ball's free! Khalil's got it again! He is a one-man wrecking crew!
Gotta make a big play right here.
11 sacks, 5 forced fumbles, an interception for a touchdown. And that's just the beginning for Raiders defensive end, Khalil Mack.
We're coming out here to win this game today. By any means!
After only 3 seasons in the league, the versatile pass rusher who is voted the 2016 NFL Defensive Player of the Year is the focal point of the Raiders defense.
Khalil always did a good job of always asking a lot of questions. He was just a student. He already knew that he had the raw talent, but it was just getting information from guys that's been in the league for a long time to add to his game so he continued to build.
See, Wood, he'll talk to me here and there about, I'm saying, getting ready to take over and be that leadership factor for this team.
Let's relax and play ball, man. Let's do what we do. Let y'all know what it comes with, baby. By any means.
You know, he's an incredibly hard worker. He's a humble guy. Really embodies what it means to be a Raider.
He and Derek Carr know when it's time to win the game.
They took you before me. I see why they took you before me. Oh, man. Love you, man.
Starring opposite quarterback Derek Carr as the dominant duo from the 2014 NFL draft that rekindled the Silver and Black's competitive edge, Mack has proved to be the superstar caliber player Raiders GM Reggie McKenzie predicted he would be.
He's everywhere!
When you watch Khalil play, he plays the game like it's supposed to be played. He plays hard, he plays physical, and he goes from snap to whistle.
He's special. Stopping the run, rushing the passer, instincts, hustle.
Each team knows before the game starts, you're playing against the Raiders, find out where's number 52. That's before every play.
In my opinion, he's so precocious. I don't know how you could have had a better early career as a pass rusher than Khalil Mack.
The first player in NFL history to be named All-Pro at multiple positions in a single season, number 52 brings two words to mind for opposing offenses. Mack Attack.
It's Mack on the tackle.
What an athlete.
And smothered by Khalil Mack.
What's next for the explosive defensive player?
He's just been an absolute monster all day today.
Even bigger things as he sets his sights on helping the Raiders secure their 4th Lombardi Trophy.
Return to greatness. That's what we want to be. That's what we are. We're the Raiders, man. And we're going to bring this thing back to a great place.
good start to the season, but just a start, and certainly a lot of work in front of us. Much to do, a big list of things we need to improve on in all three phases, and we'll get busy at work with that. And each week there's a new test, new type of approach, new things that you have to game plan for. We'll get into that as we go, but obviously the process remains the same about how we attack things, and then the preparation leading up to the opportunity here at home against the Jets this weekend. Looking forward to that.
Much like his star defensive end, head coach Jack Del Rio doesn't sit around and count the accomplishments. He understands there's a lot more work to be done. And it's this mindset that has shaped the way that the Raiders have gone about their business. There's only one game worth celebrating, and it's a long season to get there.
Well, Coach, nothing better than opening the season with a victory, but not only a victory, but doing it on the road, because we know not easy to win in this league on the road.
No, it's not, and it was a really good business trip. Our guys took care of business down, the way we needed to, traveled well, good game plan. Guys played, solid football.
Easy to say the ending of this year's game was a little bit easier than last year's game in New Orleans.
a little different set of circumstances. Giorgio made a couple kicks, obviously helped us along the way, and it was good to close it out.
We got to play your speech giving the game ball to him. I know that meant so much to him and the team. That was really special.
Yeah, it was. Special young man. For him to what he did, what he accomplished, sticking with it, having the grit, and then coming through like that for his teammates, that was big time.
And we always wonder, how are the rookies going to perform? Forget, this is not preseason. This is the real deal. And Eddie Vanderdoes is chucking people in this game. You had to love that.
Yeah, I did. I did love that. First snap, Eddie played well. Markell played well. A lot of guys stepped in, played big roles. Nick Morrow comes up on a big third down stop in the red zone, comes across there and makes a big play. So those guys showed up big time for us.
Now, you've been asked this so much. What are you going to get out of Marshawn Lynch? You were asked that, and you kept saying, we don't know.
We'll see.
Well, you found a closer. He closed that game out for you.
Yeah, we got a little bit of a hammer there. And it's really not about any one guy, but certainly love the passion he brings, the physicality he brings, behind that offensive line of ours. It's a good combination.
And we know offensive line, they love to pass block, take care of Derek, but they love run blocking. And at the end of the game, when you can say, we're running the football, we're running the football, and you can't stop it, is a great thing for an offensive line.
Yeah, really good. I call it good, not great. Okay, because great would mean we didn't have to kick that last field goal, that we would take a knee. So, still room to grow, good, solid performance, happy with it. It's the kind you can come back and make all those corrections with a big smile on your face.
And your big smile for your offensive coordinator. He called a really good game in his first game for you.
Yeah, first game he draws Dick LeBeau, the legend,
yeah.
80 years old. He's been doing it forever. Really, really a good defensive coordinator. And Todd had a good day, yes.
And, of course, you got the Jets coming to town. This is a physical football team. They've got a very good front on the defense. You got another challenge in front of you.
Yeah, they've got a really good front. They've got two very active safeties. Offensively, they've got a couple backs that are really good. We're not sleeping on this team. We know that every team in the National Football League has talented players, has coaches that are good, that work hard at design. We know we've got to strain every week. That's what we do. That's who we are. We're going to get ready and go compete.
And Williams and Wilkerson, they got some big boys up front you're going to have to deal with.
They do. Very, very big men in the trenches, very gifted guys. We got to make sure we get our hats on and block them.
And former Raider Josh McCown. He's been in this league a long time. He's going to be coming to town once again.
He's got a lot of formers, right? this is his eighth team, okay? But you know what? We're not going to sleep on him. We understand. We played him in Cleveland, I think 2 years ago, and he threw up close to 300 yards, but if not 300 yards. He's very capable, okay? You take a veteran quarterback, knows what he's doing, knows what he's looking at, has seen a lot of defenses over his years. He's going to be experienced. We've got to make sure we're not letting him be comfortable. We've got to make sure that we're on top of our coverage and very effective in the secondary.
And you're a Raider fan. You know what the home opener is like. This thing is going to be jumping after
rocking.
You win the first game. What's it like when you come out for that home opener and the crowd is ready to go? And there's nothing like it in football.
I love it. Our fans were awesome. Travel to Nashville like they did, awesome. Everywhere we go, they're awesome. All right, home, it's got to get cranked up. We want to do nothing more than play really good football in front of our home fans. Excited to get it cranked up and rocking.
Raiders and the Jets on Sunday from the Coliseum. It's going to be a lot of fun, Coach. Enjoy.
It should be good and loud. Yeah, we're looking forward to having a good game.
Coming up next, Lincoln Kennedy is going to get to the chalkboard and talk about an unstoppable play in the National Football League right here on the Silver and Black Show.
What's up, class? Professor Kennedy here with this week's edition of Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. Now, after last week's broadcast, a lot of you have asked me, what is a back shoulder throw? So I thought today's class, we sort of focus in on this and use the Tennessee Titans as a prime example. The Tennessee Titans, like a number of defenses around the league, the Seattle Seahawks and ours, use what we call a press man coverage. Now, what that means is that they're going to use the sideline as an extra defender. This corner cover is going to front this man off and run with him. So now when you're describing or diagramming plays to get it to your outside receivers, you're going to use what we call a back shoulder throw, meaning that he's going to front the receiver, not look back at the quarterback, and the quarterback is going to use his accuracy and the sideline to his advantage. Jared Cook is at the top of the screen. The linebacker is using what we call stalk technique or press man, and he's turned around, he's facing Jared Cook. As the ball is in the air, he has no way of making a play on the ball. Derek Carr uses his accuracy to put it on the back shoulder of Jared Cook, comes down for 12 yards, first down. Good heads-up play by the offense. As we move forward in the game, we see how these things are starting to develop over and over again. The defender is going to turn his back to Derek Carr, focus on the receiver running the route. In this instance, Michael Crabtree is going to get a gain for 17 yards. But when you watch this play, what stands out to me is not only the ability of getting the ball in by Derek Carr, but the catch that Crabtree has. Ball's in the air, Crabtree makes a wonderful play. There's no chance for the defender to be right here. Notice how he's focusing on the man. Crabtree does good with his hands, not to get an offensive pass interference, but look at that catch. As I said before, the reason why this is an advantage of the quarterback, he knows based on the tendency of the defense and the coverage that he's going to have one-on-one press man coverage on his receivers. Reminder, our defense does similar things, so there's similar challenges for our guys in the secondary as well. Now that does it for today, class. I'm Professor Kennedy. I'll see you next week.
They got a lot of weapons. You know, they got a huge offensive line. Obviously, those guys are big and athletic, and they can push on you. Got multiple tight ends that can run and get down the field, as well as block. They got two outstanding receivers, and the third and fourth ones are pretty good as well. And they got a very smart quarterback, very accurate, and they got a beast of a running back. You can't pinpoint one area with these guys. They got a lot of weapons. They're very well balanced and they're very well coached. You know, you got to play sound across the board. You can't just pinpoint areas, say, I'm going to take away this and then they'll do that. They'll take what you give them, and they're pretty good at everything, mixing it up. So we just got to play sound football.
The Jets looking to avoid an 0-2 start. Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. Nicole Zalumis alongside Jim Plunkett. And the Jets didn't have a lot of hope entering this season. They lose their first game to the Bills. In fact, they're the only team in the NFL to not be favored at all this season. But put that aside, Jim, because this is week two for the Raiders. Do you almost want to get more energy and focus a little bit more because you don't want to be that team that loses to the Jets?
No, of course not. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, this is the NFL, and anything can happen on any given Sunday. So, but the team has to be prepared, ready to go, and pretend like this is the best team they're going to face all year. And that'll get them through it. You know, as you mentioned, the Jets are struggling. They went with a quarterback that's been around the league for something like 14 years now. You know, he's not the guy I believe can carry this football team.
Well, one player that the Raiders will be focusing on is Leonard Williams because he is a force for that defense. What type of blocking schemes on offense can you employ to shut him down?
Well, you know, to help stop a guy, you know, similar to Khalil Mack and his pass rush aggressiveness is to, you know, either double team him, which they do to Khalil Mack quite a bit, slow him down, or chip him with a back out of the backfield to stop his momentum from getting down there. You know, he might get free once in a while, but for the most part, if you pay a lot of attention to him, slow him down as much as you can, give the quarterback enough time to get the ball off, which Derek Carr does very quickly, they will be able to handle it.
So after this first game, is there one player that stood out to you that you're going to be focusing on, and not in a bad way, but week two you're going to be taking more notes on?
Well, I'd like to see DeAndre Washington and Jalen Richard be more productive. I think that would really help the offense out, number one. Give Marshawn Lynch a little more breathing time on the bench. And so when he does come in, he comes in fresh. But have those guys wear out that defense a little bit, to get more yardage, be on the field a little bit longer, and just be an impact during the game.
All right, Jim, it's that time of the show. Plunkett's pick of the week. You choose one area of focus to secure a Raiders win.
I think it's to continue shutting down the running game, especially with the Jets. They rush for 48 yards, 2.5 yards a carry. And if the Raiders can can do that to the Jets and force McCown to win the game for the Jets, I don't think that he's going to be able to accomplish that. It'll be a big plus for the Raiders if they can do that.
All right, that's going to do it for our show. Make sure you tune in next Saturday as we get you set for a Sunday night showdown in Washington. On behalf of Jim Plunkett, Jack Del Rio, and all of us here at Silver and Black Productions, thanks for watching, and go Raiders.